For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. So fresh, so clean. I know Fred White is right now. I know he is calling from, we called him. He's in Atlanta, Georgia, joining us on the B-Dry Waterproof Hotline. Fred, how you feeling this morning?
I'm enjoying these last few days of being a volunteer, I'll tell you that much.
I mean, Fred, why are you such in a good mood? Why are you in a good mood?
Well, for one, our basketball team beat Florida. Then we beat Georgia as well a week before. And we beat Arkansas like a drum last night. And then I also woke up a couple days ago, and I heard my boy T-Mar was going to be coaching at Tennessee. And, you know, that took me over the top.
Man, I know, Fred, you and I have talked so much about T-Mar coming back home, man. I mean, it kind of felt like it was a pipe dream for a while. It's probably like 5 or 6 years we've talked about T-Mar coming back here.
We have. And the right situation and what people thought about T-Mar and people calling him not a violence, not a VFL. So we don't have the good talks about it, and we'll have some of the bad talks about it. And I'm going to talk about both today, if you're okay with that.
I'm okay, man. I'm okay. So I guess, Fred, let's start with the good feelings. And I saw some of your quotes on Austin when you talked to Austin Price, and we just had Austin Price on. The good feelings. How do you and your teammates feel about T. Martin coming on board, and you personally know him? That's your brother, man. How you feel?
You know, for years we know T. have wanted to be. This has been his dream situation, but only in the right situation. And we've known that for years. And for him to be able to come back now, turn down some other jobs that were really good jobs as well. Even his opportunity to be an offensive coordinator somewhere and coming back here, it shows me that they got it right this time. It shows me that Coach Pruitt and Coach Fulmer finally said, you know what, we're going to do whatever it takes to get him back. They had to do something in order to get him back because relationships weren't as good as people thought, and it wasn't on teach, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, the best part about it is, man, he's back where he really wanted to be in the first place.
Yep.
His dream is always to be the head coach at the University of Tennessee one day. And however they make that happen is possible, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. He's back here coaching at the school he loved more than any other school in America.
Mm-hmm.
He loves this school just like we do. He wants to be here. He wants to see Tennessee winning. I mean, the guy coaching at USC a few years ago, for the last couple of years, and always checking to see what Tennessee did.
Yep.
Always checking to see what the score was, trying to figure out what's going on over there. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the great part is that I said this on Austin, and I meant this. Coach Pruitt is like a guy who rubbed off on all of us. The good recruiting, how to treat players, those type of things. He got all of that, man. That's in his fabric. That's in his DNA. That's how he knows how to do the job. And I'm happy that he's a part of the university because of those things, because these players, they need to see that too.
Also, for the last couple of years, you know, you see comments here and there. And you can't respond to all of them, you know, and you can't always give idiots your time, and just, but some of the things just were just untrue about what happened last time T. Martin was here, interviewed for the job when Butch Jones was here. Things about him not, you know, he turned down Tennessee, we should just forget about him, and he's not a VFL. Like, those things, honestly, those things.
That one right there.
It pissed me off, man.
That one right there still gets on my nerves. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why. And one of the reasons why I hate Derek Dooley even more, because he brought Bob Life to the program, he brought it to the public. It was already a part of the program. And here's the thing. It's like being in a fraternity, and you got one guy who went through all the work. He went through the, you know, the stands, and he did all these things to be a part of the fraternity, every last step. And then you got some who waited till they graduated, and they just on paper. So they didn't go through all the, you know, the hazing part of it, or none of the get to know everybody part. You just understood that you could be one after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the person trying to set the criteria for what it is to be a VFL.
Mm.
Hold on, we barely let you in.
Mm.
We didn't even, it wasn't even for you. So for you to stay and try to set the criteria to say that this person is a VFL or not, you didn't go through all the steps. If you didn't go blood, sweat, and tears on that football field, you cannot tell me who is who ain't.
Mm.
Plain and simple. And I hate when people say that, because when you do, it takes me off. And not only takes me off, it takes off my teammates too. Listen, we let you in. We let you in. Exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying it the right way. We let you in. Don't come in and try to make the rules because you didn't go through all the steps.
Yeah. Yep.
You can't set the criteria for something you didn't start.
It's true. It's true. I know. I know T had a lot of backing from his teammates, and a lot of folks were, not big fans of those fans that tried to question T Martin's loyalty. And I mean, again, man, you'd be sitting there all day trying to like answer trolls, and I mean, you will ruin your day. I mean, it'll mess up your mood, and sometimes you just kind of disengage and ignore. But that was just one of the things that was being said that, man, just really bothered me at the beginning, and then I just started to ignore it because it just wasn't true. And just like you said, T would always see what was going on at Tennessee and have Tennessee's best interest, even when he wasn't coaching in Tennessee. And folks just didn't understand that because he didn't just say yes to Tennessee when Tennessee called. That's not the way it works. So
that's like saying that Kevin Mays is no longer a VFL because his son went to Georgia, or that the Aaron Foster is no longer a VFL because he told his true story when he was at Tennessee. I mean, like, come on, man. Really? Like, it gets to the point where it gets annoying. It's like it's like me being the guy at the front door of the movie theater, and I'm letting you in for free, and you're the person running that screen fire. I mean, wait a minute, man. What you doing? You're not even really supposed to be in here. I actually let you in.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the VFL police and trying to determine who's a VFL and who's not a VFL. So,
yeah, because it sounds so ridiculous. Here's the thing, Jason. And I'm going to say this, and I mean this with the utmost respect to any fan or whatever. I love our fan base. Sometimes I love them to death. Sometimes I'm like, what are y'all doing? But when you say VFL to me, Jason, it means a whole lot different than if I hear Ben say it.
Mm-hmm.
I still love it when Ben say it, but I get this warm and fuzzy, tingly feeling when you say it, Jason. I know you went through everything I did to be able to be called one of those.
Yeah, and that's fair.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. That's natural. It means something different. I get it.
Now, Fred, on the flip side of the portion of the fan base that are trolls, that do troll T and his play calling ability at USC and him being a VFL, not being a VFL because he hasn't come in the past, 97-98%, golly, percent of the fan base is ecstatic that T. Martin is back. Is T aware of the reception that he has received since it's been announced that he is coming back?
I don't think he knows just yet. He has to get here first. When he's there and he actually sees, you know, they give him that standing ovation. Or like Terry said, when he came back, he said the same thing. He said, man, I love being back. He said, but man, when we did the recruiting thing and the fan base, where they embraced me, that made me feel like, wow, man, it's great to be back. You know what I mean? So, like, you can see it on Twitter and Facebook and that type of stuff, but it doesn't really matter until, like, you're standing right there in front of that crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to mean more to them than anything.
Yeah, I remember the recruiting celebration last year. You know, Prue was introducing several coaches on his staff, and you know, he mentioned Chris Rump and Brian Niedermeyer and David Johnson, and those guys got, you know, they got some claps, but Terry Fair got the round of applause. Like, and I think that's what's going to happen this year with T. Fair. I think it's going to be even bigger than it was for Terry Fair because of the success that T's had coaching at USC and Kentucky, and you know him being the quarterback of a national championship winning team. So I think it's going to be really, really cool. I think T is here. He's been already recruiting in the recruiting office and in his office and getting ready to go. T is aware of the support and the reception that he's gotten on social media, things like that. So he saw that, but like you said, Fred, he's really going to see it at the signing day ceremony there, or the signing day at the party.
It's going to mean more to him. Mm-hmm. It's going to mean a lot more to seeing him there, because it's, you know, and then when the first game comes, and those things, like spring game, those things are going to be used for him, because it's like, we know him. We know he wanted to be here. He's been wanting to be here for years, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted to be here before he went to Kentucky.
Yep.
He wanted to be here before he went to USC.
Yep. Yep.
You see what I mean? So, like, for people to be saying, like, it was like a big slap in the face to the man. Like, wow, y'all don't even know the story. Y'all have no idea. You're going off speculation and your source. Your source don't know shit.
Oh, my bad. It's all good. It's all good. You good to go. You good to go, Fred. You good, man.
Fred, I need you to pull some strings for me. This Saturday, Tennessee basketball, they play Alabama. T. Martin is from Mobile, Alabama. Chose to leave the state, not go to Auburn, not go to Alabama, and come to Tennessee. I need you to pull your strings, and let's see if we can get T. Martin in attendance for Tennessee's basketball game on Saturday against Alabama in front of 21,000, a sold-out crowd, because we mentioned the signing day celebration. T. Martin being announced for the first time during that basketball game on Saturday would be quite the sight.
Oh, it would be. That would be. I don't know. See, I don't know what they're doing when it comes to recruiting. In this part of it, I kind of let them do their thing, man.
Yeah.
And once when he says, "Hey, man, I need you," I'm on my way, brother.
But even even with the recruiting, I mean, that's the perfect time. I mean, the recruits will be on campus.
I'm pretty sure they'll be going to the basketball game.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be cool, Fred. Every kid that's good in the South, people think they're your cousin. I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example. So on the text box, someone's like, "Wait, is George Pickens, a kid from Hoover High School that's committed to Auburn? Is that Fred's cousin?" And then Ben was like, No, it's Zion Logue, the kid that's going to Georgia from Tennessee. Like, no, man, it's a kid at Auburn, and that kid is Zion Puckett. Zion Puckett.
Yes. I had the first name right.
Yeah, Zion Puckett from Griffin, Georgia, is your cousin who's going to Auburn.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He is. And I've tried to pull every string I could to get them to go to Tennessee. I did everything I could. But the one thing that I'm glad we're starting to do now, when it comes to the kids in this area, if you don't come early, you're probably not going to get them. And Butch Jones and those guys didn't recruit him when he was in the 10th grade. So it made it harder for us to get that push now, because the coaches that were on him from the time he was in the 10th grade were Coach Garner and the guy Lance Thompson and Alabama and Georgia. Those guys came around first. And the thing is, they come to the high schools down here even when they don't have a player that they're actually recruiting, because they know within a couple of years there's going to be a guy on the team that they're going to recruit.
Yep.
And if you notice, there's an article out not too long ago about where I come from, Griffin, Georgia. We're the only team in the state of Georgia that's on this list. Top program of putting players in the NFL. We've put over 20-something players in the NFL. We're ranked in the top 25 of best teams, top 40 of best teams in the nation for putting guys in the NFL, which lets you know we always have talent. So it's about loyalty where I come from. It's about all those types of things. And whoever you see first and the guys who make an impression on you early are going to be the guys that these guys go with.
Yep.
There's no coming around and stealing these guys at the end. It's not going to happen, because it's about loyalty.
Man. Fred, you got folks fired up this morning, man. I know I'm fired up. I'm over here smiling. I love it. I love it, man. We've been waiting on this moment for 4 years, and
man, you have no idea. Listen, Jason, they don't even know how close we've always been to get them. You know what I mean?
No,
we've been very close plenty of times, and then somebody messed it up.
Yep. Yep.
He's finally here, man. That means somebody got it right.
Yeah, somebody got it right, man.
Now, Fred, before you get out of here, I must concede something to you. I am finally with you that Julio Jones is the best receiver in the NFL. Yes. Antonio Brown is the most overrated receiver in NFL history.
I've been trying to tell you, man.
He's just overrated. He's not even in the top 30 receivers in the NFL right now. He's terrible. He's soft. He's terrible.
Wait a minute now. Don't go Peter King on me now.
Antonio Brown is terrible.
Don't go Peter King on me.
I won't say he's terrible, but he's not better than Julio.
I agree. Julio all day, every day.
Julio. There you go. Hey, that's my thing. Whenever he catches the pass, boy.
Now, Fred, how difficult is it to watch the Saints about to win the Super Bowl?
Hey, man, listen here. Let me tell you something. The mayor of Atlanta was on the news not too long ago, and she said, no Falcons fan wants to see the Patriots and the Saints playing the Super Bowl in our stadium.
That's y'all's fault.
I didn't even think about that.
That's y'all's fault for the Patriots winning.
Man, it is our fault, but we still don't want to see them in our stadium playing in the Super Bowl. So, you know, the entire city of Atlanta is going to be rooting for, of course, I'm rooting for the Chiefs anyway because my boy Eric Berry is on that squad. I'm always going to root for him and his team. So I'm rooting for the Chiefs. And I'm going for the Rams, man.
What about Alvin? Alvin's from Atlanta, too.
John Kelly is a football player from the University of Tennessee as well. I'm going for John Kelly. I'm going for Alvin Kamara himself, but I can't pull for the Saints, man. Cannot do it.
So you're rooting for an individual and not the team.
Absolutely.
Huh.
He's my fantasy football player. That's what he is on this.
Interesting that you put it like that because I've been receiving some crap the last couple of weeks because my boy played at Vanderbilt the last 5 years, and I keep telling folks I rooted for him, not Vanderbilt, and folks like Swain don't like to see it as that.
Well, I mean, I got two cousins at Auburn right now, and I'm going to pull for them. But when they play Tennessee, of course I want them to lose.
Sounds familiar.
As long as they play good, I'm okay with it.
Sounds familiar.
This love fest between y'all two, man. It's disgusting.
BFF.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Whatever, man. Whatever. Whatever. Fred, man, we love you. And I really appreciate you joining us. And don't worry about that little slip-up, dude. It was passionate. And on the app and the radio, it's cut off anyways. But on the video, people heard the whole thing. And that's okay, man, because that lets people know what T's teammates feel about him. And that's very, very important. That is that pride coming out. That's that brotherhood coming out. And that's okay. And Fred, you enjoy the sixth pick of the NFL draft this year, my friend.
I'll do my best. I'll try.
All right, Fred. Love you, man.
All right, love you too, bro.
See ya. Five. What was that record?
Few wins and a lot of losses.
Well, yeah, I don't think they have a sixth pick in the draft. I think it's top 10 though. It ain't pretty at all. Too much love is going on, man. We need some more hate.
I didn't realize that the Patriots. I forgot the Super Bowl was in Mercedes-Benz this year. It would be hysterical if the Falcons were hosting the Super Bowl and the team they hate the most, the Saints. We're playing the Patriots, the team that they blew a 28-3 lead against in the Super Bowl in their city.
That'd be hilarious. Now, the Falcons have the 14th pick. 14th pick, 7-9, 14th pick. Not terrible. I mean, there's a lot of teams who had a 7-9 record this season. Dolphins, Redskins, Panthers. The Browns almost had the same record. They tied with the Steelers. Comparison. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years. Whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home, Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Join the Twain event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail. Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away t-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain event and Dead End Barbecue.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
So I've gotten clarification on how to say Henry T's name, the borderline five-star linebacker from the state of California, one of the best players in the country. Do you want to know? We had Austin Price on, and he tried to give his 63 effort on how to say the name.
Well, it's To'o To'o, isn't
it? It's To'o To'o. To'o To'o. It's like your toe. Oh. To'o.
You confuse. You made it worse.
To'o To'o.
When you slow it down, it just sounds
To'o.
Impossible to say. I'm proud of myself, though, because I now have Henry To'o To'o.
Listen.
And Tua Tagovailoa down.
It's like when you see someone wearing flip-flops and they haven't had a pedicure. Toe. Oh. Toe. Oh. That's how you remember. I'm helping y'all out here. That's how I'm going to help myself.
Is this how you are going to explain it to Bob Kessling?
Yes. When you see someone with busted toes.
So like yours.
And you're like, oh, man, why you ain't wearing regular shoes today?
Your toe-o, toe-o.
Why do you
out.
Have on flip-flops? You need to have on socks today. Toe-o. Toe-o. That's how you remember it. See? Easy. Boom. Holla at your boy, Kessler. I got you.
Speaking
toe-o,
of
toe-o.
Toe-o, toe-o. Austin Price mentioned that he believes Henry is really buying into
it. You got to say his full name now. We know how to say it. We don't have to just say Henry.
That's fair. Henry To'o To'o.
There you go.
Buying into the Tennessee pitch, which is showing him game film of Mack Wilson under Jeremy Pruitt, and then game film of Mack Wilson not coached by Jeremy Pruitt.
Careful.
How do you feel about the comment that when Henry To'o To'o takes his official visit to Alabama, all Alabama needs to do is show tape of Darren Kirkland Jr. and some of Tennessee's linebackers from this year?
See, what happened was, listen to me now. I'm about to say something. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say. What happened was, Darren Kirkland was hurt, okay? Darren Kirkland was not recruited by Jeremy Pruitt either. And Daniel Batuli, you know, he was trying to learn the system. The system was complicated, all right?
Corte Sapp?
It confused everybody in the whole room. It was complicated. It's a lot of information. Now, Henry, he's smart. He's going to get the defense down without any problems.
With Jeremy Banks.
Yes. Yes.
And J.J. Peterson, the guy that it took the day before the West Virginia game to get into school.
Yes.
Okay.
Pruitt's system would be a whole lot easier to get down, you know, by those guys. You know, Henry's a hell of a student. He's like straight-A student. He's 4.0.
Impressive.
Believe me, I'm telling the truth.
I believe you.
Are you believing me?
I do. I believe everything you tell me, Jason.
Okay, cool. Henry, out of 0 to 100 score, he made 130.
No, go back.
On all his finals.
You got to pronounce his last name.
Henry To'o To'o.
There you go.
He made 130 on all his finals. He's smart. He's going to get the defense down a whole lot easier than Batuli and Darren Kirkland Jr. These are facts. These are facts.
How did he make a 130 on his final?
He's that smart. He's just smart, man.
I wish I had that teacher giving me that much extra credit in high school.
He's a special kid. He's special. Coachable. Nice kid. I mean, teachers love him. That's why he'll be a great fit in Tennessee.
I love it.
To'o To'o. Let's get to Pete in St. Louis. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey,
good morning,
Pete.
Hey, so I tell you what, when Coach Fulmer came on as the AD, I'm serious. There was just a feeling of the character relaxed, and I think I wanted things to be good so badly that every time they bring somebody in like Butch, they'd be like, okay, let's get behind him, and this is our university. And I even have a couple of friends I've made here in St. Louis that are former players that were telling me behind the scenes, no, man, he ain't the guy, he ain't the guy, and I just didn't want to believe him. And, of course, they were right. And now T. Martin coming back. I'm telling you, are we, Jason, witnessing the salvation and reclamation of our program under Coach Fulmer, because that's how it feels to me. I know the results on the field have to happen, but God, that's how I feel inside. Like, okay, I can really relax because nobody loves that place more than those two guys. Some might claim equal, but no one can say they love it more than those two.
Man, that's a strong word right there. And, you know, I have to agree with you there. I think there is a feeling of calmness. There's a feeling of just knowing that things will be handled, and I don't expect things to be handled perfectly. I don't. But at the end of the day, I know Tennessee football is going to be put at top of our priorities. We're going to bring in the right people to get things done. We're not going to allow money to be an issue. We've seen that with Tennessee going out and getting Jim Chaney, making him the highest paid offense coordinator in the country, making Craig Fitzgerald one of the highest paid strength coaches in the country, beating out Maryland, a place where he played and he has strong relationships. And they actually need him right now, but he wanted to finish the job here at Tennessee. And Tennessee had given him everything that he has asked for, invested $1.2 million into him. Half of that is salary, and the other half is the upgrades with the equipment. So, yeah, I mean, I feel really, really, really good. Even during the offensive coordinator search, there was times when I was like, man, what are we doing? But at the end of the day, I knew there were still some really good options out there for offense coordinator, and I'm glad that Tennessee got it done, and Coach Fulmer and Pruitt worked together to get it done. Let's get to Vol Storm. Vol Storm, good morning.
So it's not pronounced Toyota.
No, man. That's only if he's going to Alabama.
Because he'll be driving a brand-new Toyota Tundra?
Yeah. He's coming to Tennessee, so no. Take that back. He may come to Tennessee. He's looking good for Tennessee.
Go ahead and write the article.
No,
Wayne said he's coming.
No.
Somebody fired up.
Austin said that Tennessee's in the driver's seat right now. So he may come to Tennessee. And if he does, then we'll pronounce it To'o, which is the correct pronunciation.
So breaking news, Jason.
No.
Confirmed.
No.
Yep.
Confirmed.
You should tweet that out, Vol Storm.
No.
I will.
No, I'm confirming how to say his name. To'o. Think about it.
He's coming here.
No, look at those toes. Like that. To'o. That's how you say his name.
I didn't take care of a little business this morning. Since Ben has conceded to Fred that Julio Jones was the better receiver. Is the better receiver. I demand an apology from Ben. Let me give everybody a little background on this. Yesterday you discussed that Ben had only cut off one person. Well, the one person was me because I defended Fred.
These sound like facts to me.
What do you mean I only cut off one person?
Yeah, you said yesterday that you believe you had only cut off one person on air, but you couldn't remember who it was.
Oh, yeah, now I know what you're talking about.
Sounds like facts to me.
Oh, you mean how like I'm about to drop you right now?
Don't do that. Don't drop him. Don't drop Vol Storm. Get him, Vol Storm. Continue.
Vol Storm, how come Swain always says, now let's get to Vol Storm, and you never greet us? You just go straight into our point. Why don't you greet us and bless us like Vol Nation, like Turkey Man, like Andy? They always ask us how we're doing, and you just come on here spitting fire. Just trying to tear down the kingdom.
I know how you're doing.
You don't know how I'm doing. You don't know how I am doing. How am I doing, Vol Storm?
You're doing fine.
No, I'm not, because you're on the phone.
That's how friends do. It's not like, hey, how you doing? You ask how you doing, how's your mom and them, if you haven't seen somebody in a while, but as much as I've called into the show, I really don't need to ask how you're doing.
Yeah.
What's funny is the last 2 days,
I agree.
When I answer the phone, you're like, what's up? And it's been kind of hard to distinguish your voice. Normally, I can tell immediately that it is you, but it has taken your little chuckle that you do the past 2 days to recognize who you are.
Well, you know, see you're getting to know me even better.
Yeah, I mean, Volstone would walk in here and just go straight to the refrigerator. He wouldn't even ask for a cup. He wouldn't even ask. He would go straight to the refreshments himself because, hey, he's like family. I get it. That's cool.
Ben, let me ask you a question. Who do you think it's not bad. Calm down. Who do you think got more excited over T coming back to Tennessee? Swain or Fred?
Definitely Fred. And that's really saying something.
I don't think so, dude. Fred wasn't up at 3:15 in the morning tweeting.
That's my point.
Fred got bad at that time.
I could hear the passion in Fred's voice, but Fred wasn't up at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like I said, 3:45 last night. I went back and I looked at my tweet from yesterday morning or whatever. It was 3:16 in the morning.
That wasn't yesterday morning. That was yesterday night. 3:16 is not 3:16 in the morning. That is 3:16 in the middle of the night.
It's the morning. Still the morning.
Well, see, here's how I would put it. I think Swain is more excited, but Fred just feels vindicated at this point.
Fred wants to fight every single person that didn't that question T. Martin's VFL status. Can't you hear it in his voice? Like, he wants to tackle you.
Like, he will treat you like that Nebraska player treated him.
See, you can't do that. You can't do that. You could have said how Fred treated a Florida player or how Fred used to hit people on the football field. That's what he wants to do to people who question T. Martin's loyalty as a Tennessee person. You didn't have to do Fred like that.
Fred didn't want to do this. My first memory of Fred on the football field was he was playing special teams against Florida. He goes up and knocks the Florida player, end over tea kettle. I mean, completely knocks the guy over. That was my first memory of Fred playing.
What year was that?
Shoot, I don't even remember. It was back in the mid-90s.
That's what Fred wants to do to people who are questioning T. Martin's loyalty to Tennessee. Like, you can hear it in his voice. Fred really wants to fight you. And didn't even care about cussing at all. And he knows dang well he's been a radio host himself.
Dump that.
He's fired up. And I love that, too, because that's how they had T. Martin's back. Remember that story that T. Martin told when we did the tribute of the 98 team? We had Coach Cut on that week. We had T. on that week. And T. told a story about how in practice – he didn't have a green jersey on. And Al Wilson kind of called the dogs off the defense. He's like, hey, guys, we got to protect him. He's one of us. If we're going to win, we got to protect him. And that's when T felt like he belonged. That's when T felt like it was his team. And the same thing you heard when Fred White was talking about T coming back. Like, Fred was ready to fight every single person who doubted T. Martin as a VFL. Like, Fred is checking IP addresses to see who's on the message boards, who's on Twitter, who is trash-talking T. Martin. Fred is going to come to your house. He's checking IP addresses out here in these streets. He ain't playing. And I love that about Fred. He's loyal.
All right, boys. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Do you think Titansville knows that T. Martin has been hired yet?
No. He has no clue. Unless he called Basilio, Basilio told him.
Okay.
But probably not. Yeah,
I'd have to go with that.
Yeah, if you throw shade T. Martin about him not being a VFL, expect a knock on the door from Fred White.
Fred White is consulting with the Atlanta Police Department and tracking people down.
He's coming, man. He ain't playing that. That's his teammate.
Y'all better start deleting your tweets.
That's his quarterback. And if you mean to him, it just ain't fair. That's Fred's quarterback. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again? Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years, whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home. Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Join the Point Event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail.
The celebration!
Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain Event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away T-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain Event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain Event and Dead End Barbecue.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Hour three is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com here on the Swain Event. Your greatest wealth is your health, so make sure you take care of yours. I recommend going to the Low T Center to get all of your levels checked, folks. Super, super, super important. New year, new you, right? Most health insurance is accepted, and they'll even verify that for you. Make sure if you're in Knoxville, you call the Low T Center at 865-392-1388. There is multiple locations here in the state of Tennessee. Two locations in Nashville. You have Murfreesboro, Tri-Cities, Chattanooga, Knoxville. Locations outside of Tennessee as well. Go to lowtcenter.com to get to a Low T Center nearest you. Men, get your levels checked. Your greatest wealth is your health. Let's get to the phones. Let's bring in our man, Kneeling Mafia. Woo! Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I've been kind of busy for a day or two, but I really wanted to pick your brain on something. Schematically, X and O standpoint, what do you think are going to be some of the first twists, turns, you know, stamps that Chaney puts on to this offense versus, you know, what Helton did? Schematically, what can we look at with, you know, with the personnel being the same, what can we really look at for him to start doing and make this offense his own?
I don't think we'll be watching games and asking ourselves, hey, man, why are we not taking shots down the field? Why are we not throwing the ball up to our wide receivers? I think we're going to see that. I think that's something that Chaney did a lot of here at Tennessee when he was here last time, is that he utilized guys like Justin Hunter who can go up high and get the ball, utilize guys like Zach Rogers and Cordarrelle Patterson. We got some guys, they're not as fast as those players, but they're great deep ball catchers, and they're great 50-50 ball catchers. I think, to me, that's going to be the one thing that stands out the most about the change between Helton and Chaney.
Okay. Having said that, just to carry it one step further.
Okay.
Who should we look at offensively for to really thrive in this system, perhaps more than they have in the past? I think Ty Chandler, I think he's going to get his. I think Ty's going to be all right. I think Juwan Jennings, probably the same.
Yeah.
Josh Palmer will probably – and Marquez will probably continue to improve. Who do you see kind of starting to – blossom in the, because you know anytime somebody new comes in, it automatically clicks for somebody.
Well, I think Jared is the name you got to throw in there too. Jared Garantano. I mean, he's going to be the play caller and signal caller from everything that we know right now, unless there's a competition and he gets beat out. But I think Jared is going to benefit a lot too from training.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I was looking at more along the lines of when I was asking that question, I was looking a lot more along the lines of wide receiver or a tight end. But yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. I think Jared has all the tools. He's just kind of it just hadn't clicked 100% yet.
You know, something's not clicking for me right now, Kneeling Mafia. I mean, this phone call's not clicking for me. What's going on, man?
I'm waiting on the punchline.
What's up with this serious conversation, man? I'm thrown off by it. I am expecting. I got my guard up. I'm over here smiling as I answer your question. I mean, Kneeling Mafia, what's going on, man? Are you feeling okay?
Swain, well, yes, I'm actually fine. And the thing is I'm so content right now because I still got a bunch of cooked pork stuff from last night. I got bacon. I got barbecue. I got pork chops. I got a little bit of everything. I'm sitting over here fat as a dick, and I'm too contented over his basketball team to be making much of a ruckus.
Yeah, they did slaughter the hogs yesterday, man. That was ugly. That was ugly. You mind sharing some of that bacon? I've been craving some all morning.
No, you ain't getting none of my bacon.
But I thought we were boys.
Swain, man, me and you are boys. I love you like a fat kid loves cake. I would take a knife or a bullet for you, but you are not getting my bacon.
But just a piece? Just like...
Man, now you're making me feel bad.
Just like about just a little end piece, like a little crumb.
I think you owe us
a little bit.
I think you owe us a piece of bacon for having hit the dump button last week.
Yeah. Oh, Ben, you go, Ben.
Just a little bit of bacon, man. Just a little bit.
Dang. Ben's dragging that out. All right, man. All right. So, I'll bring you guys some bacon. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Kneeling Mafia. Thank you, man. Thank you for sharing.
Sir.
Golly, Neela Mafia, my man.
I was waiting on the punchline.
I was waiting on it too, man.
I think you could see a guy like Dominic Wood Anderson really take a step in the right direction under Jim Chaney.
Yeah, I mean,
play a similar role to what Michael Rivera did during Rivera's time at Tennessee.
No, I agree with you, man. I agree. Austin Price joined us this morning. Some really, really good stuff from him. The Henry To'o news is what got me excited. I mean, I love that segment. Woo! Thank you, Austin Price, for that information. And his time is brought to you by Jennifer Morris, realtor at Keller Williams Realty. Her telephone number is 865-257-7897. And if you are looking to buy or sell, Jennifer Morris is the person you need to call. Her email is jennifermorris865@gmail.com. Again, if you are looking to buy, sell, or even invest, Jennifer Morris takes a no-nonsense approach, so give her a call again. 865-257-7897, and she sponsors Austin Price time here on the Swain event. Austin dropped that news about Henry To'o, had me in my feelings a little bit.
DR Vol just tweeted at you and I talking about Penny is still throwing shade. I need some.
Is he on Get Up this morning doing that?
Oh, he's on Get Up on Rick Barnes. He was kind of mocking the NBA and our coaching staff, and I really didn't like that. Here's an audio clip, if I can get it to.
Rick Barnes is feeling some type of way about your arrival. What's going on with him in that relationship?
I've always had a lot of respect for Coach Rick Barnes. We had a situation here in Memphis with a rivalry game. You know it's going to be heated. You've had those rivalry games against Michigan State before, I'm sure. So you know that when you get into that game, it's going to be high tempers and, you know, a lot of competitiveness. And after the game, I didn't feel like he gave my team a fair understanding of what we were trying to do. You know, he was kind of mocking the NBA and our coaching staff, and I really didn't like that. I have the utmost respect for him, but I couldn't let him do my team like that.
How was he mocking the NBA?
Okay, Penny. We're too busy trying to be number one in the country. We're trying to win a championship. Whatever, Penny. Whatever, man.
How is Rick Barnes mocking the NBA? It doesn't make sense.
Yep, that's what Rick Barnes doing, man. He's mocking the NBA. Yep. Mocking the NBA. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Wouldn't you be mocking the NBA by all the flopping that you're doing?
Yeah.
Penny. I hate it too, because I liked Penny before the season. Now he's really starting to. And I can't imagine a guy like you who grew up loving Penny. And now he's running his mouth constantly.
Yep, mocking the NBA, man. That's what Rick Barnes doing.
Never mind the fact that Penny accused Tennessee's bench of walking over to his bench and wanting to start a fight with Fistball.
Why did he mention that?
Bald fist.
Yeah, that, I mean, that really happened. That would be something I would be continuing to say, but I mean, he's changing up. Now it's Rick Barnes mocking the coaching staff. The NBA. He's mocking the NBA now.
Like, I get
Fistball up 1 minute, mocking the NBA, coaches another minute.
I get Penny standing up for his team. I just didn't. What was there to stand up about? Rick Barnes, maybe I'm misremembering something, but Rick Barnes responded to Penny's comments. And
okay.
The situation of, I believe it was Alex Lomax following Tennessee to Tennessee's bench. And then that's when Tennessee's players turned around.
Hey, man, we're trying to win a championship over here. Whatever. That's old news. We already dropped 100 on Memphis. Well, it's old news. Whatever, man. Whatever. This gives our team enough reason to gator chomp again, right? Come on, coach. We can gator chomp. Cause you over here, you're mocking the NBA and mocking their coaching staff, coach. You mean you're doing stuff too, instead of just playing the game and coaching the game, coach. So we can gator chomp too, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what Grant and Admiral are doing?
Correct. Oh, and speaking of Grant's gator chomp, you had some interesting analysis about Grant's gator chomp. Thought that the arm was not stiff enough, if I remember correctly.
Elbows were not locked out. I didn't think he clapped enough. There should have been more clapping. But it was pretty good. He was pretty good. I thought Jay Williams did a really great job of kind of backing Tennessee up and how he loves it. He loves the chip on this team's shoulder. And I thought Jay Williams' form was really great, the Gary Chomp. So, yeah, man. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Penny's talking about, but whatever, man. Whatever. We're busy trying to be number one in the country. We're busy trying to win a championship. And maybe one of our seventh players that's on this team can go for 20 this weekend. I mean, because everybody went for 20 already. Maybe Kyle Alexander can get that one point he needs to be at 20 this season. He had a 19-point game. Let's see if he gets 20 this week. We're focused on that.
I need Tennessee to drop 150 on Alabama this weekend. Like, I really need this. Tennessee is going to lose a conference game at some point. It is just the nature of college basketball. And when they do lose that game, they're still going to be okay in the long run. Just please, for the love of everything, do not allow that game to be Alabama. Please.
No. Derek Walker, you on 20 this game? What about John Fulkerson? I mean, how about Brock Jancic? How about Brock?
Brad Woodson.
Brock got in there last night. Let's get Brock Jancic 20 points. I mean, we're focused on that. Yeah. Whatever, Penny. Whatever, man. For Ben McKee and Jason Swain, hope you have a great day. Swain event fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. National Signing Day. We will be there February the 6th. Hope you are with us in attendance. Peace and love. We are out.